Hello again, friends and neighbors, frights and necromancers. Sorry, I'm in a rather silly mood at the moment. I just finished my breakfast and I had a really lovely granola bar. It's a new Nature Valley bar consisting of dark chocolate, almonds, and sunflower seeds. And I think somebody sneaked some silliness pills into my food. I almost said snuck. Snuck is not a word. Do not say snuck. It's not proper grammar, and it makes one sound like a redneck. almost fell into that trap myself. Because everybody in my family says snuck. I refuse. I will not sink down to that level. anyway... right. I did say that I had some other good news to report, and I do, and I'll try to make this brief, because I know I have a terrible tendency to waffle on ad lib, ad nauseum, I should say. And I'm sure it's a pain to listen to at times. but, well, frankly, I'm enjoying this medium, and I hope this doesn't sound too egotistical. I really apologize if it does, because I don't mean to appear that way. But it's nice to know that I have people I can waffle to. Does that make any sense? I mean, you don't have to listen, obviously. You can listen or not, as you choose. And I wouldn't be offended if you didn't. But it's just lovely to know that there are such kind and caring people out there that are listening. So God bless you all. You're all fantastic, and I really appreciate being able to listen to you as well. Anyhow, on to the actual meat of this boo. Literally. So yesterday, I had a lovely day. First of all, I sat out for some time on this little balcony thing that I've appropriated as my own. Nobody else seems to use it, so I figured, hey, why not? It's actually a fire escape that's right outside my apartment and just down this wee little flight of stairs. So I have a nice comfy lawn chair that's actually quite light, and I just take that out with me and my phone and whatever else I need and just sit there and listen to booze or listen to music or whatever else I want to do. Now the only problem is that, as my friend Brent very aptly pointed out yesterday, if I have my chair in a certain position, my kneecaps could get whacked by the door if someone accidentally opened it too quickly. So he tested it and he went, yep, there's a kneecap, whack. Of course, he didn't whack it very hard. So I, of course, moved my chair as soon as I could to avoid further whackage. So yeah, I sat outside there yesterday for a couple of hours, and while I was out there, Brent came out, and, after proceeding to whack my kneecap, he asked if I had any plans for dinner. So I said I did not, and he very kindly invited me over for dinner at his place. Now, I don't know where this guy's talents end. It's actually kind of overwhelming, to be honest. Because not only is he amazing at visual arts and at writing, he's also one hell of a cook. He made a really good dinner. He made a seasoned chicken breast with a bit of barbecue sauce on it. It was nice because it wasn't totally drenched. It was just enough sauce to make it flavorful. He made fried brown rice with celery and onions and spices. He made boiled red cabbage that I'm normally not a fan of, but I actually liked his. It was quite tasty. And he made a really nice salad with kale, radishes, cucumbers, green onions, a three cheese blend, and homemade raspberry vinaigrette. Now, I have to tell you folks that I had a couple really embarrassing moments last night. Perhaps my fellow blind listeners can relate. First of all, my meat had a bone in it, and that's no problem. I don't mind cutting meat with a bone in it. But the trouble is, when I do it, I hate doing it in company because it ain't pretty. I tend to mangle my meat, especially if the bone is right in the middle of the meat, as it was last night. So it wasn't nicely at one end. It was smack dab in the middle, kind of protruding into the meat, and it was hard to feel what was meat and what was bone. And I didn't want to use my finger because, well, there was barbecue sauce, and I didn't want to get my fingers all messy. Oh, so I said to Brent, I'm sorry, this ain't pretty. I realize I'm not doing a very good job here, and he was very nice about it. But still, when one is trying to convey a good impression, it's just so awkward to have these embarrassing things come up. And then the other embarrassing thing that happened was, so I had lots of food on my plate, chicken, rice, veggies, and as a blind person, one does not see one's bits of rice sliding across the plate and over the edge. So as I was trying to cut my meat, I had rice that was underneath it sliding around and falling off my plate onto the table. Erg! So I noticed that happening, and I said, I'm really sorry. I'm making a mess here. I said, I'm normally not this messy, honestly. It's just because I'm having rice, and there's lots of other food here, and it's kind of sliding around, unbeknownst to me. So I did offer to wipe the table for him, but he had that taken care of. And I also offered to help with dishes, but he wouldn't let me. Anyhow, other than those embarrassing things, it was actually a very nice evening. We watched a movie, Pitch Perfect, which I would highly recommend if you haven't already seen it. It stars Anna Kendrick, who is also in Into the Woods. It's about a group of girls at a university who form an a cappella group. Excuse me. And they audition for competitions and such, and it's about their lives and what they go through, and of course has lots of excellent singing in it. They're really good. They're a lot better than the boy a cappella group, the Treble Makers, in there. So that was a really nice way to spend a couple hours. And also, Brent showed me some of his music arrangements because, as I say, his overwhelming talents know no end. He's also a pianist, organist, and music arranger. So he played some of his compositions. he may have been in some competitions, I don't know, but he played some compositions for me, and they were very impressive indeed. So, yeah, it was just a really enjoyable time. He's doing an arts and crafts thing today that I might poke my head into just to say hello. I don't know if I will, though, because I am very inept in that area, and I just feel awkward if I'm not doing anything and other people are. So we'll see what happens, I guess. But, yeah, it was just a really nice day all around yesterday. Today I need to go out and get some shopping done. I have to get some bread and, fruit and AA batteries because my Olympus is dying. Anyhow, before I cause you all to die of boredom, I shall end this boo and speak to you all soon.